Good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day. We give Jesus the glory and honor because he's an awesome God. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Proverbs, chapter 28 and verse 13. And the writer writes, "People who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, mistakes are a part of life. And successful people acknowledge theirs, learn from them, and work to correct them. There was a research done, a study was done of 105 executives, identified common characteristics shared by successful people. But one observation was particularly helpful. Successful people admit their mistakes and accept the consequences instead of blaming others. None of us enjoy reaping the consequences of our actions. When things go wrong, we have a natural tendency to look for someone to blame. It's in our DNA, right? In the Garden of Eden, when God asked Adam what he had done, Adam blamed Eve. And when God questioned Eve, she blamed the devil. So the next time you mess up, think about who is really at fault and try to look at it objectively so you can learn from it and do better next time. Somebody said, the sooner you fail, the more time you have to improve. So ask yourself, what have I learned? How can I turn this failure into success? Where did I succeed besides fail? Right? These questions will help you to ascertain that where you can align yourself correctly. People who accuse others for their failures never surmount them. They just move from problem to problem. To reach your highest potential, my dear people of God, you must persistently improve yourself. And you cannot do that if you don't take responsibility and learn from your errors. In life, you will always have problems. Always. The question is, will you stay down and wallow in defeat, or get back up on your feet and make the best things by determining to fight another day? I like what Henry Ford said. He said, failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligently. So, live by the biblical principle. In Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16, the writer writes, "A just man falleth seven times and riseth up again." Amen? So it doesn't matter how many mistakes you have made, but it does matter that you align yourself, get up on your feet, and do the work that you are called to do in the presence of God, because he loves you, he cares about you. A righteous may fall seven times, the Bible says, but he riseth up again. Amen? So rise up today, this morning, and accomplish everything that God has in store for your life. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. The 6th of February, we bless your name. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Lord, we have no other place to go to but thee and thee alone, for you are a hiding place. You are our shelter, our fortress, our refuge, our strength, our buckler, our shield. Your name is a strong tower in which we can run and hide ourselves in times of trouble. And today, Lord, we confess our sins to you. Today we confess our shortcomings and weaknesses to you. And we say, Lord, give us the strength to overcome. Give us the grace to overcome, O Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, we know that today we desire to receive your mercy. Lord, today we pray that your goodness and mercy will follow us every day of our lives in the name of Jesus, so that we may dwell in the house of the Lord forevermore. That's what I pray, and that's what we ask of you. Today, Lord, as your people step out into the jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day, O Lord, you will bless them. You will keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them and lift them up, because they are your heritage. Abba Father, I pray for the ones who are grappling with their health conditions. I speak healing and wholeness to prevail in their bodies. For by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made well. Abba Father, we know that you are a God, O Father, who cares for your people, who loves your people. And Lord, you desire that your people will enjoy robust health and strength, vigor and vitality and longevity you grant unto us. And we thank you for that, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.